Welcome to All in All, Episode 2. I'm your host, Jacob Cooperman. Today we have five electrifying topics to get into. We have the Redskins changing their name, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith controversy, Elaine Maxwell squealing about a big list of celebrities after getting indicted on multiple charges related to the Bakurian and sexual assault of minors, Shanes, the affordable clothing company, under fire for selling a swastika necklace on their website, and TikTok, likely to be banned in the U.S. following a ban in India. Guys, let's get into this. First topic, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith controversy. Now, obviously, this all started when August Alsina, the singer, came out. He made a record alluding to this, but then he formally stated it in an interview with Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, and he said that him and Jada Pinkett Smith had had a below-boards secret relationship with Will Smith's permission. Now, this turned out not to be true, and in fact, Jada Pinkett Smith brought Will Smith on her marquee show, The Red Table Talk, to clear up the entire situation.
I don't like how all of this came to be. I think he also wanted to make it clear that he's not a homewrecker. And then I got into an entanglement with August. That's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes. Yes.
A relationship.
Yes, it was a relationship.
Now, I watched the interview in full, and from what I can gather, it seemed that both were split at the time, but it was more amicable, and that was around the same time that she had brought Alsina in under the pretenses that he had had a lot of mental issues and that the family could help him out through that time. Now, I'll get into why I don't believe that in a second. I don't want to obviously speak on Jada Pinkett Smith or August Alsina's behalf, but it seems like, from what I can gather, that she had found him attractive, brought him in. You know, sometimes you're keen to even lying to yourself when you find someone attractive. I think not based off of what I've seen from Jada or August Alsina, but I want to bring in what I've seen from regular couples. Now, this is a common occurrence. You'll see someone come in that's foreign to the relationship, and one of the people may sense a spark, and to bring that person in without feeling guilty, they'll make up some sort of an elaborate lie to themselves and tell themselves that, hey, I'm just helping this person because they're in desperate need, and I can be that person. I can be that mother figure, like we saw Jada say. I can be that person that helps them with mental health, like, again, Jada said about Alsina. I really think that she just found him attractive, felt a spark. It was fortunate timing because they had split, and I think that's really what happened. I think she brought him in, and you know, do I think it was below board? No, I think it was above board, as her and Will were split at the time. The timing is a little bit bad, but other than that, I don't see anything wrong with it. It's not like they were, you know, in full marriage mode, and she was still seeing Will at the time. You know, obviously their marriage had been going on for a while, and this was years ago at this point, so I think all of the scars have kind of healed. But for all the people saying that Jada Smith was wrong for doing this and keeping it from Will, I don't really think so. I'm gonna go against the grain here. I think that the real transgression in the whole situation was August Alsina coming out, singing about it on a record, then going on an interview with Angela Yee and airing it out. Now, he said that he kind of wanted to dispel some rumors, but in reality, I mean, there's a better way to dispel rumors than to just kind of go off with a shotgun blast and, you know, not only do an interview, but write a record about it and be underhanded with it. I think part of the reason why all of these rumors started, it was because he kind of alluded to it. So in reality, I don't think that Jada Pinkett Smith in this situation is in the wrong. I'd put the blame more on August Alsina. But without further ado, that's my feeling on the situation. I hope that Will and Jada are on good terms, because nobody deserves to have their marriage put on blast like that. But anyway, let's get into the next topic for the episode. We have the Redskins changing their name, likely. FedEx demanded a name change after the general public's outrage and called for it to be changed as well. The team then reportedly launched a thorough investigation into the name, which is kind of hilarious to me, because it's like, what is there to investigate? It's a slur towards Native Americans. There's been a lot of studies in the past about how it really hasn't, you know, been that offensive to Redskins or Indians in general, but I know a lot of people would say otherwise. It was finally found to be too offensive, and the Redskins will be revealing a new name in a couple of weeks. It's no secret this has been an ongoing issue. Dan Snyder has kind of just been steadfast for a while on not changing the name. Seemingly now the general public has won over this man, baby, and the pressure has gotten to him, so that's good. To me personally, the name change isn't the worst thing in the world, as the Redskins to me have always been synonymous with sadness and mediocrity. And, you know, change the name, and maybe with the rebrand, you might actually be good in the next 5 years. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm excited to see the new name. There are also a lot of calls for certain baseball teams, certain other football teams, and even some NBA teams like the Warriors, the Braves, the Chiefs, to have their names changed as well. So we'll see what happens with that. Obviously, the Chiefs and Braves, both with more acumen than the Redskins. I think the same with also the Cleveland Indians. So let's see how this all pans out. It's been a wild year so far. Maybe we'll see some Cleveland Spiders action. Who knows? Moving on to our third topic for the episode, we have Ghislaine Maxwell squealing about a big list of celebrities in order to receive some sort of a plea or bail deal. It seems that she will be revealing high-class celebrities. Could this be the beginning of unearthing this weird pedophilic ring, kind of like the Justice League of diddlers that we see going around the world peddling around children? If you want my preliminary picks, I'd have Clinton, Trump, even maybe Acosta, and he looks like a de-evolved version of Quentin Tarantino. Think about it for a second. Prince Andrew for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if we see even more names, but until then, I can only guess how deep this tunnel goes. It'll be interesting to see, though, in the upcoming weeks when she kind of squeals out and reveals all of these supervillains. All right, let's get into our fourth topic for the episode. Clothing brand Shein's under fire for selling a swastika necklace on their website. Now, they've apparently been around since 2008. They sell affordable clothing, but recently they came under fire. They were trending on Twitter for selling a swastika necklace on their website for a whopping $2.50. I really think this is another example of just the blatant anti-Semitism that goes on in the US that I've become a lot more keen to over the course of 2020. Now, they've also sold worship mats as throw rugs, so this is nothing new to them. I think it's more just that they like capitalizing on cultures. They released a statement saying that the swastika in Indian culture was more of a symbol of divinity and spirituality, but it's the West, so you can't really be selling swastikas, even if it is out of context. You know, context means everything now, and at the least, even if it means divinity and whatever else in India, this is the US, so you really should be not selling it here, or you should be more sensitive to the situation, considering there are a lot of Jewish Americans in this country that really don't appreciate having a swastika being sold as a necklace. Shein's or Shine's or whatever the name is, you gotta go. Topic number five, and the last topic for the episode, TikTok likely to be banned in the US following a ban in India. From what I've seen, the ban in India was due to increasing amounts of sexual predators on the app that were terrorizing children, and the High Court in India actually banned the app. Now, the U.S. seems to be following suit, with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stating that due to the rising tensions with China and the belief that TikTok is nothing more than a data farming app put forth by the Communist Party of China, the app should be banned in the United States as well. Honestly, good riddance to TikTok. I thought it was a vain app. It was dumb. Not a lot of effort goes into the users on the app. A lot of kids now are going to have to get real jobs. That's pretty funny to see. And while I don't spite anyone on the app, I just think it was a major waste of time, a fad that didn't deserve to be here. And overall, we'll have another platform service that we can use within the next year, I guarantee it. We saw it with Vine and the jump over to TikTok. A lot of Vine users also went over to YouTube successfully, so I doubt the same thing couldn't happen again. Overall, I called it when it first got created. I knew this thing was bad news. So another point goes to Jakey in this situation. But without further ado, that's been the episode, guys. Leave a like, subscribe. This takes a lot of effort. This alone probably took me 30 minutes to record with all the cuts and everything. I'll get it down to 10 minutes, but it'd be greatly appreciated if you guys could leave a like and everything like that. But until the next one, I'll see you guys later. Peace.